The following previews are of graphic audio productions rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Over the skies of Tibet streaks the cutting edge in American technology.
My God, what a plane!
The new ES-1 spy plane, the best America has to offer.
Enjoying the flight there, Jack?
You would not believe how this baby handles.
The envy of the world.
Well, what do you see?
And a target for America's enemies.
Oh, my God.
What is it, Jack?
Migs.
Jack, what is it? Jack?
Mayday! Mayday! Mayday!
Jack!
Barbara, what is it?
I think Jack is dead. This plane has gone down somewhere in Tibet.
I don't believe it.
There were MiGs, Stryker. I'm afraid he's lost.
I don't care. I'm going in.
MacPolin number 89. Strike and retrieve. And now, our feature presentation.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Previously on Deathlands.
Ryan was reaching for his blaster, knowing that it was an utterly pointless gesture, when he saw the strangest thing. The scaly rose onto its toes, dropped its blaster, and its mouth gaped wide open. Dean had used every fiber of his strength as he struck at the creature, aiming his blow between the scaly thighs. He thrust the point up and into the soft genitals, twisting as he drove it home. He felt the roughness of cloth against the back of his hand, and then a convulsive, shuddering contraction of muscle. A warm wetness streamed over the boy's wrist as he withdrew the knife. Ryan didn't waste time wondering about the apparent miracle. He drew his blaster and put a single round through the scaly's throat. As the creature fell, Ryan saw behind it the person who had saved his life, still holding a short-bladed skinning knife in his right hand, the steel smoking a little in the cold, damp air. It was a boy, lightly built, wearing a collection of patched rags. His face was partly in shadow, as he looked down at the thrashing corpse. Then he looked up, and Ryan saw the curly black hair and the deep-set, serious eyes. The boy appeared to be around 11 or 12 years old, maybe a little younger. And Ryan knew. He holstered his blaster and held out a hand to the silent boy.
Hello, Dean. Hello, son. It's time to go.
Graphic Audio presents James Axler's Deathlands. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Dolores King-Williams, Nanette Savard, Karen Carbone, David Coyne, and Ken Jackson. Deathlands number 14, Dark Carnival. Ryan Cotter held out a hand.
It's time to go, son.
For several heartbeats, the boy didn't move, only stood and stared at the one-eyed man.
You're Dean, right?
And your name's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?